Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. This Tuesday on the conversation, I'm going to give you an update on my wife. As many of you know, all over the program, she had surgery. What's going on? Oh, wow. I'm going to get into this because a Washington State woman trolled a police's Facebook page that she got in the way and they captured her. Oh, well, I'll get into that because probably stuff she doesn't know. But also, a Republican lawmaker on Monday proposed a measure that would imprison government officials for up to 5 years for obstructing the federal government. So, like, if they, like that Oakland mayor that's warning people about ICE raids, 5 years. Also, I want to get into what do we have here? There's a flight where passengers are saying this man grabbed two women during the flight and then urinated on the back of a seat, and he was arrested. I don't know if he was trying to upstage these high school shootings and stuff. A New York school actually holds a moment of silence for Hamas, and the parents are, like, livid and outraged. That's what I thought. There is a school in Oregon. There's a school that's being sued because a guy had a Trump Construction of the Wall company shirt, and they forced him to take it off, and they're being sued. I want to get into the fact that, you know, the FBI scandals and stuff that's gone on the FBI, it's bigger than Watergate, and it should be treated like Watergate. Wow. And then, I wonder how this kid's going to do it, because there's a kid that's being penalized $37 million, an absurd amount, for setting a forest fire.
Yeah, but how bad of a forest?
Huge.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Still, I mean, he better have about 25 McDonald's jobs for the rest of his life. Something, win the lottery, I don't know. I want to get into that and much, much more. So, welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Galatians 6, 7 through 8. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Think about that as you're going through your evening today. And welcome, folks, to a wonderful program. As many of you know, yesterday was Monday. My wife had gallbladder surgery, and so we had to get up early. She had to get up super early so she could take meds before she went into surgery. And I take her over there, and it's, for some reason, all hospitals are like minus five. They're like a meat locker. I could have had a coat, hat, gloves, but we get sent back, and they do all the, you know, the preliminary stuff. And of course, I always get these a lot. Well, we have nursing students. Can they try to put in an IV? They don't know how to do it. They've never done it before, but we got to have, because I don't think they have a way to, they don't have like a mannequin that they can actually try practice on. They got to practice on real humans. And of course, they couldn't find the vein. So the lady that, like the RN, did it. And I will say this. I mean, I call me if this is wrong, but like I said the other week, we get our blood drawn and they do all kinds of tests for the insurance company and all this. And the person that draws blood for a living can't really do it. I mean, it hurt so bad when she did. I had black and blue on my arm. I mean, I was about ready to scream. I'm like, that hurt. And I'm like, I'm almost done. I don't know. I would think if you draw blood for a living, you'd be able to do it no questions asked. But the RN, they had to do it and did it. And I'm one of those people that I see this a lot, you know, like whenever I've had surgery, I'm like, oh, most people don't have problems. No, I puke everywhere. I get very sick from anesthesia. I need something in my IV. Oh, that's not, no, that, we don't, that, I don't care. Well, usually I'm half out of it when I'm throwing up everywhere and they got to clean it up anyway. So I said, okay, well then when I'm puking everywhere, because I will, you're cleaning it up, not me, so it's up to you. I'll be still out of it from the, I won't remember it, so I'll be all right, whatever. Now, of course, they gave my wife, like, not the stuff she should get, not like there's like a newer kind. It's not, because fenugreek works. They don't like to give it out because, oh, well, we don't really recommend that because people can be not, it can make you sleepy. Well, then it doesn't make me sleepy. It doesn't, not enough to make it noticeable. You know, whatever. And whatever they put in her IV, I forget what that new stuff is called. I always want to say fentanyl, but that's a pain med. But anyways, nausea medication that they gave her obviously didn't work. They gave her, what is it, like the sherbet. Couldn't even keep it down, and they just basically like push off. Okay, bye bye, see ya. Go. Yeah, she could barely push. I mean, she couldn't keep anything down, but they just throw her out. You're done. Bye. And that's the medical system. Just throw you out the door. But she couldn't keep anything down all day, couldn't take anything. We called the surgeon. He gave her the newer nausea medication. She tried to take it, and it made her sick. So we had to go back and spent like from like 7 o'clock till like midnight at the ER. She was severely dehydrated, had 2 bags of IV fluids. And then they gave her that the liquid version of that one nausea, the newer nausea medication. I was about to say, can you just get her fenugreek, please? And of course, that didn't. When they finally gave her fenugreek, she started to feel better. And if they would have probably given that to her first thing, I don't know. I don't know what the issue is with that. They should say, well, just to let you know, you may have this issue, but you should have a choice, because I make sure that I forget what that other one's called, and I'm going to kick myself because I can't think of the name of that newer nausea medication.
No, but fenugreek, because of the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, there's a shortage.
Oh, I thought it was the other stuff. I thought that, like, all of them were just the IV version of it anyways. But
yeah.
But it's just, I mean, I took today off. I called last night, and I've just been trying to recoup myself from all this. Okay. But that's the update on my wife, and I want to get into this. This is hilarious. A Washington woman who bragged about like being on Facebook. She was bragging that she got away from being arrested and was trolling this police Facebook page and they caught her. You know that they can track you by your phones and computers and all kinds of stuff. It's just one of those things. I think it's hilarious because she's 19 years old. Kayla Nazaria was arrested around 2 a.m. Saturday, about 2 weeks after her first encounter with the Moses Lake police officers. And she bragged that she got away and all this stuff and was trolling. And, well, that's what happens. You know, you troll, you, I got away, look, I got away, haha, I got away, you didn't catch me. Well, look what happened. You get busted. Oh, I just think it's hilarious. Let me, hey, I'm going to tell you where I am, because I got, guess what, guys, I got away. Remember that show, Dumbest Criminal? Remember, because I love that show. That show was hilarious. She'd be on that show. She would be. This is awesome. A Republican lawmaker on Monday has proposed a measure that would imprison government officials for up to 5 years if they obstruct federal laws. If they don't, you know, because there were basically people in California that were warning citizens of ICE raids. And the Mayor Libby Schaaf Act would imprison governors who do that for up to 5 years. It's Republican Stephen King of Iowa, named after the Oakland city mayor who tipped off a bunch of illegals that ICE was coming. So he wants to do something about it because you have an oath to uphold the law. But then again, she's someone that has come out and publicly said, you know, let me see here. Wow, Trump is a racist for saying the MS-13 are animals. No, I think she's probably afraid of getting shot by him, so she's like kissing her ass. That's how it is, you know? I mean, you have somebody here, the Oakland mayor that's defending, Democrats are defending MS-13. Are you kidding me? I mean, I never thought I'd see the day where Democrats would support North Korea and MS-13. And I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I mean, we're in a country where you have a political party that puts other citizens ahead of their own, other people ahead of their own. A border jumper, are you illegal? Come on over. Please come on over. We got benefits for you. You know, just for you folks. Now, we don't care about our veterans or people that were born here, that live here, that pay taxes here. Maybe we're the a-holes because we don't support MS-13. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. That's fine with me. But, I mean, think about it like this. Would you ever think that a New York high school holds a moment of silence for Hamas? And parents are incensed. They're outraged. I don't understand. A high school. The New York Post spoke to parents of students enrolled in the exclusive school. One father who is Jewish said, "I am extremely upset because I do not send my child to a New York City public school to pay for Hamas operatives." Another Jewish parent told reporters that, "I don't think any school should be promoting a moment of silence for terrorists." What is this, an Islamic terrorist? In an ISIS? I mean, I don't understand. But it is a progressive school, so. But, you know, I mean. No, it doesn't. I'm just saying. It doesn't make it right either. I don't understand it. I don't know how, because, like, my sister, like, when she taught, she couldn't put one thing above it. She couldn't. I mean, she would bring people up and say, "Okay, what do you celebrate at Christmas?" Well, like during Christmas time, what do you celebrate? You know, and every kid, you know, because they had shit, people that were Jewish and Baha'i and Christian, and all walks of faith. You couldn't just shove one faith down their throat. Now you have these schools where, okay, it's like, okay, we're going to talk about Hamas. We're going to have a moment of silence for a terrorist organization. I wonder if that lady even knows who she's really supporting when she's having these students do this moment of silence. I would sure love to know if she even has a clue. Excuse me. You know, but I don't think they have a clue at all. But then again, I mean, you look at it and you take, it's like we're second class citizens because, you know, illegals are more important than we are. See, I'm racist because I don't, you don't like immigrants. I said, yeah, I do. I don't care if you're an immigrant, if you're a legal immigrant. That's the problem. If you're legal, there's no problem. If you're illegal, that's the issue. That's when we got problems. And someone goes, "Oh, so you want them to go back to their country?" So what, they're staying here, who's paying for their stuff? Whose idea are they using? It's only, what you need to do is have some of these liberals have their identity stolen and have someone that's an illegal immigrant using their ID and filing taxes in their name. Maybe that would wake them up. Maybe that would wake them up. Maybe. I've sure had my identity stolen. It sucks. Okay, I have like no money in my accounts. What the heck? Now I don't have much money in my accounts because of, you know, this wonderful medical system. I've had friends that are like, well, you got insurance, right? Yeah, well, okay, if you go to the urgent care, that's like $40, $50. If you go three or four times, that adds up. People don't think about stuff like that. Then you got to go and spend $30 at the pharmacy to get meds. Yeah, once we meet our like $7,000 deductible, then we get major help. But until then, there's $7,000. Where's that coming from? And if you go on the, I just want to shout this out. If anyone listening out there, we have a You Caring page. Just look, help Kyle and Melissa with medical bills and be a blessing. So if you want to do that, it's on You Caring. It's where you can do stuff for like funeral expenses, medical expenses and stuff. So check it out. But it's one of these, we're like second class citizens in the sense of like we're like not important. Like illegals come before us, come before veterans. And, you know, like, I don't know. I never thought I'd see that day. But then we have a school that's having a moment of silence for Hamas. Now remember, kids, I'd love to ask the kids, what are you, okay, this moment of silence, who is this group? Do you know what you're having a moment of silence for? Because if you did, you probably wouldn't be, you'd probably be like, I'm not going to, oh crap, I'm going to talk. I'm going to do a moment of silence. Sorry. Not today, Satan. We're not going to have a moment of silence for a terrorist organization, not in this country. Maybe when Obama was president, he would have wanted that, but Trump ain't Obama. This is what we're dealing with, folks. Remember when, on late night, when the Democratic agenda was, we need to get rid of Jane Comey from the FBI because he was investigating Hillary Clinton and Obama. And when he was gotten rid of, all the audience started to cheer. And they're like, wait a minute, because the Democrat agenda had changed because he was investigating Trump. And how dare he get rid of him? Well, and the kids didn't realize that they switched sides. They flipped switch. Well, you know, the FBI scandals that are going on in that thing, it's bigger than Watergate's nothing. Compared to what Obama did, Watergate is like, now if Watergate happened, you'd laugh at it. Hillary Clinton did like Watergate to the millionth degree. You know, you have the FBI scandals should be treated basically as a Watergate. It's that huge. It's bigger, but it's not being treated as such. And it's not really a one-way situation. It's not like they're only like doing shady stuff towards Trump. They weren't doing their job when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were there. That's ridiculous. And all this stuff is just putting more and more ammo in the people that follow this stuff are starting to have more and more waking up and realizing, hey, we are being screwed. We are. You know, people are waking up and they're starting to see, hey, wait a minute here. This is bullcrap. The people that care anyways. I mean, because you have, you know, and when James Comey was fired and all those college Democrat kids were cheering it, and the Tonight Show host was like, no, shh, 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 no, what? We flipped sides, folks. We want him to stay because he's investigating Trump. We want him to stay now. Yeah, I know 2 weeks ago we wanted him gone, but now since he's investigating Trump, we want him here. You know, that's the problem. Besides idiots like that that don't know anything, that are only chanting whatever. Okay, folks, here's $2,000. Thank you for coming out to this protest. What you're going to do, folks, is here's these signs. George Bush is a newsie. Yeah, uh-huh. Iraq is not my voice. Yep, you know, whatever. They just chant whatever they're told. They don't care. They don't know. They just... So you don't want people in your house? You want to vet people to come in your house? Yeah, well then, don't you want to vet people to come into the United States? Well, yeah, you should. Okay. You should vet people to come into the United States. You're supporting... You're at a rally that's against vetting, but you just told me now that you basically support vetting. It's because most of the people, this young generation, doesn't get it. Not I mean, there are some of the young generation that get it, but most of this young generation doesn't understand. And a lot of America is starting to wake up. So, and when they wake up, it's just crazy, because you have more and more people in this country waking up, and I think around the world, that, hey, wait a minute here. We're being screwed. I mean, I'm surprised a lot more people don't see that. Look at what the world's having. Look at what we do without. You know, I stopped caring about royal weddings in 1776. I've never understand the fascination with watching the. I've never understood it. You know. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, some people still kind of, I think, wish we still were government control, government this, government that. And that's not what this country is about. And a lot of people are starting to see with this FBI thing is way bigger than Watergate, that this government's corrupt, that this, the people are seeing that, and it's a good thing. You know, it's sad that there's not more Republicans standing up for Trump. That's what infuriates me. These so-called people that are there for the people. I don't get it. You know, but then I don't get, you know, a moment of silence for Hamas in high school. I don't get it either. But this is where we are. A disgraced Democrat, Combiers, endorses son for his own Senate seat, but he doesn't qualify, apparently. Remember that Democrat John Combiers from Michigan? He lost his House seat and was basically forced from it after sexual misconduct allegations, and he was reportedly, you know, gearing his son up to take his place. But his son doesn't qualify to be on the ballot. He failed to qualify to be on the ballot, so he won't have a shot. I thought this was a free country, not a monarchy. Now, though, don't worry, Melissa. Once you're done, you know, you're going to put your kid right in there. I know you've been, you know, I don't understand this. He's accused of sexual misconduct and all this. He's going to try to put his kid in there. We're not a monarchy. It's not like, okay, when this president dies, his son takes over. And when he dies, his son takes over and so on. The people should be choosing. And I think it's great that he doesn't qualify. I think it's great. Wow. Got about 29 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in wherever you are. And you don't even have to be in the States to see the hypocrisy and to see, just look at how your politicians live and how the hierarchy live and how the kings and queens live in your country if you have them, or the royalty, and look at how you live. I honestly, I could see a revolution in this country where people are fed up with the politics. Hey, well, look at this. If I had her money getting what she gets paid, I'd be investigated by the IRS. She gets away with it. You know, we see these people with a golden spoon and a golden plate eating lobster tails and filet mignon, and the average American is struggling. 60% of Americans are in some sort of medical debt, like me and my wife. 60%. 42% of the people, this is a United Way survey, 42% of Americans are having trouble and struggling just paying rent and food. That's not cable, that's no bill, that's nothing. Like I said before, like I said this on a post, and I've kind of said this before, you know, like, are you, like, what is, I think it was like, what is it? It's, if you take when President Trump is elected, the day he's elected, you look at the stock market, if it's higher when he's up for re-election, he'll get elected 9 times out of 10. Or if we're at war, he'll get elected again. And I posted this on a page somewhere on Facebook, and I said, you know, after 4 years of Bush, 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of Bush, and 8 years of Obama, I'm not better off. We got one man, Donald J. Trump, that's trying to turn some things around, but he's just one man. He can't do it all. He can't fix 100% of the problems of the million of the many before him. Just look at some of those stimulus bills that Obama passed that they can't find where half of the money went. Or the money went to put a roof on this building. Well, this building is brand new. The roof was just put on. So they're not putting a roof on this building. Where's that money going? What's it going to put a roof on? The building just got built. We just put a roof on it 3 days before this bill got passed. They're not putting a roof on. No, that's what they'll tell you. And that's what they'll tell you. You know. Well, I'm sure when and then they'll go back to like a Bush that will. Oh, I'm sure he had all kinds of stimulus money, and he was paying off all these. Well, okay, let's say that Bush did stimulus packages, and some of that money can't be accounted for. Does it make it right because Obama did it? You know, if Obama was so great, wouldn't he stop that? I'm just putting that out there because I think it would. At some point, the buck's got to stop. You know, what was it? His quarterly salary that Trump gets, he's giving it to the VA. Say what you want, but did Obama do that? Think so. Near LA, a city called Carlsbad, California, is another city that voted 4-1 Monday to support the Trump administration's lawsuit against this pro illegal immigrant sanctuary city policy. This is reported by the San Diego Tribune. Wow. It's nice to see more cities coming out. And I think you're going to have a huge divide in that country because California is very, very divided because I have friends that live out there and there are sections that are very, 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 very ultra conservative. And there are places that are very, very ultra-liberal socialist. And I think they're going to have issues when you have this part and that part. And you have this portion that's like, we're 100% in support of sanctuary cities, and these parts are going to be 110% against them. It's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds with parts of California that are 110% in support of all the sanctuary stuff and helping illegals and giving them everything while you struggle as an American and giving a border jumper all this free crap, and other parts of it that are like, no, you're You're an American citizen. You come first. You're a veteran. You come first. It's going to be interesting to see how, because I can see, I definitely see that country dividing. So it's going to be neat to see how that. How that pans out. So, I could see honestly a civil war in this country with people seeing all these people that are getting away with all this stuff. So, when because I think a lot of people, and I've said this a lot in the program, it's going to be interesting to see if that ever does happen. Because I know a lot of us have woken up, but you have a big chunk of these kids that don't know, that don't care, you know? Oh, well, I thought we wanted Comey fired. Well, not now, because he's investigating Trump. Oh, yeah. He was investigating Obama, so we wanted him gone. Oh, okay, I get it now. Day late and a dollar short. Just like all those people, those black people that supported Obama, and then after the fact, they realized they got screwed. A dollar late and a day short. This is interesting. An Oregon high school is being sued for refusing to let a student wear a pro-Trump border wall t-shirt to class. Liberty High School, he's in Liberty High School, there's a senior, Addison Barnes, he went on to tell Fox 12 in Oregon, he was asked to cover up his Donald J. Trump border wall construction company shirt or go home. The shirt also features a 2016 Trump quote, "The wall just got 10 feet taller." Barnes, who is 18, said that he opted to go home after briefly covering up. His absence was treated as a suspension, which was later rescinded. I have First Amendment rights, and it's not right what they're doing. He basically has told people on the station. Barnes told KGW-TV that his school tolerates other political views without a problem. It's ridiculous. I mean, he has freedom of speech. I had a teacher who had a pro-sanctuary city poster in her room, which was up all year, yet as a pro-border wall shirt, I get silenced and suspended for wearing that. I don't understand. I guess, like, I'm not sure if you've heard this. When we went to school, I didn't know anyone's political views. Teachers didn't express it. You could ask a teacher, who'd you vote for? They would not tell you. That's irrelevant. Portland federal court lawsuit, which was filed Friday, said that Barnes wore a t-shirt to school earlier this semester on a day his people and politics class was going to discuss immigration. The lawsuit says that a teacher and a student took offense to the shirt, and KGW reports that others did too. The school is very Latino populated, Mark Gomez told the station. He said the shirt offended a lot of people in the hall. Kids would ask me if I'd seen it. The lawsuit asks a judge to uphold Barnes' First Amendment right to wear the shirt to school as well as damages. It's interesting. They can have all this pro-Mexican, pro-Obama, pro border jumper stuff, but if you want to have a wall a Trump shirt, you're offending people. No offense. You can support Mexicans and support the law. Okay? Like I told one guy one time, I said, okay, well, so I'm racist because I want people here that are legal only, not illegals, not border jumpers. I said, if they're here illegally, how are they working? They got to use someone's social security number, or are they just being given stuff through the government? Or are they getting benefits I can't even get? I just wondered because... You know, how do you become illegal? I want to sign up so I can get all the benefits. Oh, if you haven't heard by now, the Obamas are going to be on Netflix. They've got like some deal to make their own content. I think that's going to be the downfall of them, because I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to watch Netflix. They'll get like a bunch of emails and they'll sign up for the month free just to watch, you know, Disjointed and Trailer Park Boys, and then they'll cancel their membership. I wanna meet this kid, because a teen must pay and is ordered to pay $37 million after starting Oregon wildfire, judge rules. An Oregon judge on Monday ruled that a 15-year-old Washington State boy must pay nearly $37 million for starting a major wildfire in the scenic Columbian River Gorge last September. The restitution figure is $36,618,330.24. I want to see how he's going to come up with that money. It's to cover like the repairs, the restoration, the firefighters' costs, the damage to the homes. But I guess they say the payments that he has to make can stop after 10 years if he finishes his probation and doesn't commit any crimes and is a good citizen and all this stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how he comes up with money, or how much a couple articles I read on this, it didn't say like how much like monthly stuff he had to do or whatever, pay, or it's going to be interesting, because he's got 1,920 community service hours, 5 years of probation. So interesting, folks. Pretty interesting. And and from what I've read, I don't see that it's something that was like on purpose. It doesn't really sound like he on purposely set this thing on fire saying, hey, cha-ching, look what I did. I'm going to get into this really quick before I get into European football, but an Ohio Walmart employee has gone viral for honoring veterans by singing patriotic songs at the entrance of the Chardon Superstore. Staff and shoppers alike paused and paid tribute while Walmart greeter Freddie Davison belted an honorable tune, something he does several times a day to clapping and cheering. The retired pastor and new grandpa got the idea after seeing a Korean War veteran stand near the checkout underneath a flag hanging from the ceiling. I saw the flag up there and they said, hey, let me honor you for your service and let me sing the national anthem if you'll stand with me. And he said, yes. So that's a feel-good story for you there, you know. It's nice to have stuff like that and have people that actually respect our veterans and give them the respect they deserve. got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. And I want to thank you all out there for your thoughts and prayers for my wife. And
did you hear that Trump is donating a quarter of his salary to the VA?
Is that the VA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about that. And, you know, I said, what did Obama do? Because I've heard people say, oh, wow. I'm like, well, yeah, well, what did Obama contribute of his salary? Zero. See, the problem you're going to have is when we had the 2012 elections, I guarantee you Democrats are looking for that candidate like a Michelle Obama that people don't want to have to promote her. They're just going to vote for her because she's Michelle Obama. Who they're going to get, trying to get someone like her that people, you know, that not going to know the running mate, not going to know anything, because there's talk of, you know, Oprah was considering it, they claim, but, you know. But they want someone in there that's a guarantee. People are going to vote for this person because they are who they are. They don't need to know anything, they're not going to. And that's dangerous, because you need to know what's going on in this world. I want to thank you so much. I'm going to look into this because, as you know, we got second place in the Premier League, and now there's talk about where does United go from here. Anderson Talasca is rumored to be very close to making a transfer to United. We're linked to Milinkovic-Savage. Is he going to be coming to United? You know, Alexandro, that transfer is close. There's a lot of people that say, okay, if we get any three players like this, is that mean that, you know, like a Luke Shaw is going to be leaving, or a Pogba, or a Anthony Martial, and hopefully Ed Woodward and the hierarchy are sitting with me. You can't get rid of these players. They've paid good money for these players. And there are some people that think they'd probably be better if they had a different manager. And I do think the team needs one thing. Manchester United needs a father figure. They need someone to come out and say, hey. And I don't see that. I don't see a father figure. And Mourinho, he wants players that know what the heck they're doing. I'm going to give you something to do, and you're going to do it. So, it's going to be interesting to see moving forward where United go and because he has a lot of support against him. They're saying, hey, we have a very defensive team right now. We have a lot of central defensive midfielders. We need to get away from that defensive style of play. We need to be playing more attacking football, moving the ball more, getting it down the pitch, getting crosses into the net. And a lot of people don't see that happening with the Mourinho. I mean, we have improved. You can't say we haven't improved. And barring some major, the fans completely rioting and turning in all their season tickets, you know, something major, he's got one more year on the contract. And I think even if he wins the title, I don't see him staying. That's just me. even if we win a title next year, I don't know if he's going to stay. I hope if we won a title, we kept him. But I really don't want, I mean, I don't see that happening. I see him, I think it's going to be a struggle for us to win a title next year. And if he doesn't win the title, he's gone for sure. He's losing the locker room. He's losing respect of some of the players, I think. It's kind of like, hey, we need a mentor, and you're not a mentor. You're a guy that, here's the game plan, run it. You're United, I shouldn't have to babysit. When Alex Ferguson and a lot of these other managers at the clubs, they mentor, they educate, they teach. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens as we, because we need to get some signings done before the World Cup comes up. So it's going to be very interesting to see who they get. And some of the players I think they might get. So it's going to be interesting to see, because we need to get some big signings before the season of the World Cup kicks in. Because it's going to be hard to get anybody and talk to clubs and managers when they're off on World Cup duty. This is kind of interesting. I just want to get into this. Arsenal has hired a new manager, Unai Emery. And what's funny is he basically came out with the fact that he announced that he was their new manager before the club had an opportunity to do an official announcement. Before they officially announced he was the manager, he came out and said, yes, I'm going to be the manager of Arsenal. So I think it's kind of interesting that before they could even announce that he was the manager, the club's official announcement, he took and said, hey, I'm the club manager. He has spent 2 seasons with PSG, winning domestic quadruple with the club this season, eliminated by Barcelona in 2016-2017 Champions League round of 16 after winning first leg 4-0. Announced on April 27th that he'd be leaving PSG at the end of the season. Won 3 straight Europa League titles as Sevilla's manager 2014-2016. And when he was announced that he was leaving PSG, as many of you know, they instantly were like, they put an offer out to get Mourinho. And there was a lot of United fans who would take him. But he doesn't want to. He's doing some things I don't understand, like why he publicly tried to keep a player like Fellaini that shouldn't even be at the club. And some things like he just made some weird decisions that I don't understand. And I think a lot of fans question. But I do think, like, he's got, like, he feels like he's at home. But I just don't, in a way, I kind of feel like he thinks he's at home, but he's never really stayed anywhere for any length of time, and I don't see him staying for a majorly long time at United. People want to see some movement on the pitch. People want to see some attacking football, and they're tired of defensive football. They're tired of De Gea winning 4 out of the last 5 Player of the Year awards. When normally it's given to a midfielder. Yeah, but it's cool because, where I work, we have a brunch, and I'm out there making omelets, and when I'm there, there's a couple people in like soccer uniforms, and they're young kids. And I'm like, so what do you play? They go, what do you mean? I said, I play soccer. I said, well, okay, are you central defensive midfielder? Are you a are you a left center back, left back, you know, like what position? And they didn't know. I'm like, it's cool that they're playing it, but you know, they were young, so I didn't think they would know what the different positions were and stuff. But you know, as a United team, the fans are tired of the defensive football, and they want to see more attacking style of football. We want to be consistent. You know, I've met people in the second half that they would rather have been in third place or fourth place and be very, very consistent, you know, and not being like, okay, blowing one team out of the water and then losing to a team and going back and forth. And hopefully that consistency can be fixed. And I hope we get some decent signings at United this summer during the transfer without losing Anthony Martial or Luke Shaw. Some of these players that I believe are excellent players that need development. But I also do think that we're not going to get development out of them with Mourinho. Mourinho is not going to develop these players. He's not a father figure. He's not going to sit there and work with them. And he wants players that have 3 years left and know what the heck they're doing, that he gives them a game plan and they go with it. And, you know, I really didn't want to sell our soul for a title in the second year, which we didn't even get. So that's just my two cents, folks, about a team that I've loved for as long as I can remember. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other fortunes and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.